Hi, this is Elizabeth.
Hi, this is Felix for now.
And this is Cousins Corner,
a podcast where we talk about all the world's issues today. And also, we're cousins.
Yes, we're cousins. So, let's get started. So, we just wanted to tell you a little bit about ourselves before we started diving into the deep stuff that's going to make you, like, hate us later on. Everything. Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's probably, like, extremely relevant, you know, like, where we're coming from on all these topics of debates and stuff, you know. So, first, we're both very mentally ill.
Extremely crippling everything.
I'm autism.
I'm ASPD. BP.
BP? like the fucking, like, just, pesticide.
I was trying to, no, okay, I'll explain myself.
Is there a D on the end of that, or is
no,
you just,
no, I don't
just
have
BP.
Borderline personality disorder. I have bipolar disorder.
But you fucked it up.
I fucked it up.
That's okay.
I don't think there's any sort of acronym for bipolar disorder, because
no,
it would
you just gotta say the whole thing, don't you?
ASPD. Bipolar disorder, depression.
Yeah, I mean, depression does tend to come with that. I think we should also say, like, what is just, we have done research and we're like, oh, it's probably this versus what a doctor has told us we have.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I have been told by a doctor that I am not like a psychologist, that I am autistic, but I've never been, like, officially diagnosed, because they were like, oh, they might be like, you're not qualified to do life because you're autism. You belong to your crazy mother now.
Not delve that far deep in, well, we can't,
I mean, I think that's the point of the podcast, right? Is to get... gonna get
for sure for
talk
sure
about things, but we can never show my family this podcast, except for you, because you're my family, because we're cousins. This is Cousins Corner. Welcome to the
podcast. Cousins Corner, bitches.
The first episode, the pilot, it's off to a great start. Also, I don't know if either of us know how to do editing, so this is just gonna be like power straight through.
This is gonna be raw, uncut, no rubber footage.
This is just what it's like when we're talking, and it's gonna be powerful, and you're gonna be part of our conversation. Welcome to our family. You're the cousin now. Anyways, what the fuck was I on about? Oh, diagnosis. I've also been told by a different psychologist group that I'm probably schizotypal, but like the problem with that is they said I couldn't be autistic because my IQ is too high, so I don't trust those doctors.
That's pretty stupid.
Yeah.
The guy I'm actually dating right now is autistic, and he has an IQ of over 140. And
nice.
If that, I mean, that's just super ableist. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's actually really common for autistic people to have high IQs, because, like, you know, like, we will have a special intelligence in a specific area, and if the IQ test happens to, like, align with that sort of thing, then it's gonna be high. Because first of all, I should say, we can get right into a controversial opinion. I don't really believe in the concept of intelligence on its own. Like, I don't think there's just smarter people and dumber people, and I don't think IQ actually measures anything, like, tangible. It's just different people are good at different things, and different people are more naturally good at different things, you know? Like, you'll have better spatial reasoning, so you can do things that are with spatial reasoning, but then maybe someone else has better focus, so they can focus on things, or maybe some people are better at reading other people's emotions, which... is typically not a skill in the autistic typical repertoire of natural skills. Like, of course, but that's the other thing, is like all this sort of things can be learned, because like when they were testing for autism in me, they gave me like a test with different faces and stuff, and like different expressions in it. And it's like, okay, do you know what this face means emotionally wise? And I'm like, yeah, well, the smile is a happy face. But like when I was little, I had to look in the mirror and like make faces at myself to try to figure out what they meant. I also like would copy other people's expressions like to them, like expecting them to know that when copying their expression, that meant I was asking them what their expression meant, which never worked. Like nobody, like that's another thing is with autism is you'll assume that people like just like know what you're thinking. Like if you know the thing, obviously everyone else will know the thing. Feel free to interrupt me at any time.
Oh no, you're fine. Going on, I don't want to interrupt you because that would decrease the fluidity.
Okay. Alrighty. I interrupted my own dang self and I don't know what I'm talking about. But yeah. I derailed my own train. Yeah, so with copying their faces, they would just assume I was making fun of them when I just really did not know what the hell their face meant. I was like, what is the meaning of your face?
Let me see what I feel when I make the same face you're making.
Yeah, kind of thing. Yeah, that. And also I thought that if I made it at them, they would just be like, oh, that face means this emotion. Which, like, no, of course nobody did. Because
mm-hmm.
That's not how it works. But, I mean, like, that's a thing that I had to work at learning. And, like, the test doesn't really, the test that they gave me doesn't really, like, show that. It's just like, do you know what this face means? It's like, yeah, I know what the face means now because I worked at it, but like most people would naturally know what that face meant.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, I have a problem with a lot of the kinds of tests that different mental illness things and measures of intelligence do. I think you should just sort of be yourself. Like, think about the things you're good at, you know? Because, like, everybody has something they're good at. And the problem is, like, with capitalism, is, like, people think that you're not good at anything if the things you're good at doesn't generate a revenue.
We should let everyone know this is a very liberal podcast.
I think they figured that out. I think they'll figure it out. But, yeah. I mean, we might have people with other views on sometimes, and just to sort of get, you know, a rounded view of things. But for us, you know, this is the words that are going to come out of my mouth with my face. But I'm just saying, like, every person has worth regardless of their ability to generate revenue, and your passions and interests matter even if they don't help you financially.
Of course.
Okay, you should probably say some shit. Okay. Now. I was on.
I guess
like
I should say something.
Solid three.
You know what?
Minutes.
No, that was good. That was good. So my name is Elizabeth, and I'll say it a little better because I have a fucking mumble mouth. Why did I yell? I'm sorry, I yelled.
I don't know.
My name
People
is
just ripping their headphones out right now. Like, what the fuck? Why'd you scream at me?
This is scary. Elizabeth, like Queen Elizabeth. So, I have, since I was maybe 6 years old, I forgot to say this. My big main thing that is my main disorder, the diagnosed and everything, OCD.
Yeah. I forgot one of mine too, is the fucking multiple personality disorder. That might be important.
Jesus fuck.
We're just so mentally ill that we forget what they all are. Like, literally,
there's too many.
My psychologist cannot find, like, my psychologist is the sweetest lady in the world and I love her and she's like a great psychologist, but she can't help me because I'm too fucking crazy. And she's trying to find some, she's like trying, she's so nice, she does so many things off, like, outside of her hours that she's not being paid to try to help me, and she's, like, trying to find someone with enough expertise in all the different things that I have, but she's like, nobody knows all these things.
Yeah, especially in fucking Texas.
Yeah.
But so, ever since I was about maybe 7 years old, I had really bad intrusive thoughts about, like, all sorts of different things. Like, sex and violence and, like, nothing a 7-year-old should have to think about. So, like, let's just say I saw someone naked. The image of that person naked would recur and recur and recur and recur and recur because I felt like it was so wrong. And then it got to the point where, especially with, again, another one I forgot, schizotypal.
Mm-hmm.
We're both schizotypal.
I even mentioned that and you forgot to say about yourself. Are you schizotypal also?
No, not schizotypal, schizoaffective.
Okay, yeah, because that's different. But it's in the same family.
It's in the same family. Yeah. But, like, so my OCD would create these intrusive thoughts, and then my affective disorder would make it sort of so that I would create new stories and new, like visions in my head as if things actually happened, as opposed to just being scared of my thoughts. So when I was really young, I had this image in my head of, like, it was always family members, which always, like, freaked me out really, really bad. I'm fine now. Yeah, I mean, well, no, I'm not fine. What the fuck am I talking about?
But you've
about?
Got, like, medicine.
I've got, like, medicine, right? So it's, like, half okay.
The disorder's still there, but you got, like, medicine and you got, like, coping skills. So you're better. You're not, like, all the way better, but you're better. You're getting there.
I'll be all the way better when I'm fucking dead, okay? So
I don't know if dead qualifies as better.
No, I mean, like, when I'm, like, 90 years old and dead.
Yeah, but
not by my own volition, but by, like, divine whatever.
Yeah,
whatever.
I mean, I guess you won't be mentally ill if you're dead, but I just want to be careful about what we say on a podcast where at least this episode is predominantly about mental illness. I don't want to imply it is better to be dead. That seems
no,
like,
it's not better to be dead. Just even living, though you have mental illness,
living is good. I know what
if
you
have as many mental illnesses as us, and we're still alive.
You can do it.
You can fucking do it.
I believe in you.
I believe in you
hard.
So much. And
I know it's difficult, but I love you.
I will put...
Unless you think that's weird, and then I don't. What?
We should create, like, a podcast email.
Yeah. I don't know why you needed to whisper that.
Well, we're going to create a podcast email for people to, like, email us and... We can, like, send support and stuff like that. And like,
yeah, we'll have a contact us page. We'll have that information up in episode 2, probably, because we did not make that before recording, and I am not starting over because we don't have any script, and that'll be lost to the void. So episode 2, and also we don't know how to edit, so I'm not going to just stop in the middle of this thing and then have a prolonged silence while we try to make an email.
I feel the shade. Okay, so... but yeah, I, also in school, I was never diagnosed as a, you know, autistic or anything, but I went to lots of special classes because they thought something was wrong with me. You know, even if I was autistic, nothing would be quote unquote wrong with me, but at the same time, it's like, they felt like I couldn't be autistic because I was too good at reading and I was too good at all of these other things. That was very, very smart.
Yeah. I had a similar thing where they just kept sending me to different special things. And sometimes they would send me to like remedial and I would just go like draw a tree or some shit. Like literally I vividly remember they were like, draw a tree. And I was like, what kind of tree? And they're like, you know, just a tree. And I was like, I guess that could have been a test for autism too, because I was like, you gotta tell me what specifically you're wanting from me here. Like, don't just tell me draw a tree. You want me to draw like some big poofs, or do you want me to do like a detailed
big
bark?
Poofs.
Yeah, just like the quick little bam, fucking little kid drawing of tree. Or do you want me to like lovingly curate every leaf on the branches? I was like, what do you want? Which maybe was what they were trying to see if I would do or not. But I wasn't diagnosed until, like, older either, and everyone was just like, what the hell? And they didn't know where to put me, because they would put me in, like, AIM for the smart people. I notice I'm keep interrupting you. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
Okay.
But another thing I noticed is ever since I can remember, I've had really intense stims.
Uh-huh.
And stims are a big sign of, well, they can be associated with any sort of mental illness, mm-hmm. but they're also highly associated with autism. And my biggest stims are pulling my hair, which is a negative stim.
It's not good.
It's not a good stim.
No.
And the scientific word for that is called trichotillomania. So I have a large bald spot on the top of my head. Just, you know, if you ever see a lady just walking around with a large bald spot on top of her head, it might be me.
It's Elizabeth.
It's Elizabeth.
Also don't make fun of them because you don't know what's
going Yeah, because I'll choke you out with my thighs.
She's got very powerful thighs. She can and will make good on that.
But so, like, I have lots of different stims. Another stim that lots of people don't know about, I don't know if I've told you about this even, Felix,
mm-hmm.
is doing this.
Oh my God, I do that too. You do that too? It's the rubbing of the feet together. I do that in bed mostly when I'm going to sleep or when I'm first waking up. I rub my two little feet on top of each other.
Yeah, so you kind of go like in a swiping motion, alternating with each foot on top of the other. And
yeah, I do that exact thing. How funny.
It's so weird.
It's because we're cousins, I bet.
Yeah. Well, I remember I used to do it when I was really little, and I remember you used to do it when you were really little.
Mm-hmm.
But I know if you still did it.
Yeah, I still do it. I do that pretty much every night. I do that every morning and every night. That's how I am when I'm just in bed. I'm like,
feet, like, as opposed to, like, just time. tapping my foot or tapping my leg like any other person, I do this little...
Yeah. I don't ever do it unless I'm laying down. I when I'm sitting, I bounce my leg.
Mm-hmm.
Do you do it when, like, sitting, too? Oh, interesting. She nodded. I don't know why she thought that was good podcast communication format.
Slap!
Oh, no!
Okay. But, like, anyways, you know, it's just, you know, I think what we're trying to get across here is we are complex creatures. We can be trusted. We are lovely. And it is reaching about almost the 20-minute mark. Anything you want to add, Felix?
I'm trans and bisexual.
I'm cis and bisexual. I am a cisgendered white female, and I am bisexual. And
I'm a trans guy, and I'm bi, and also white as well.
White.
Shit, did I say it weird?
You said it weird, but it was like really fucking funny.
Yeah. We'll probably do another episode that goes more into
we'll
sexuality
collaborate.
And stuff. But this is our mental illnesses episode. Probably also we'll do more episodes about mental illness because that in no way covered all of it.
There's yeah, so we didn't much. Really go very far into depth, but we just want to let you get to know us. And if any of those things resonate with you, please just, you know,
message us whenever we have a message, a way to do that.
Yeah, we'll there'll be a
answer
link.
Answer questions and whatever you want. Like, if you have ideas for discussion topics, things you want us to talk about, go ahead and send those in. We'll take a look at that. Any questions you want to ask us, we'll take a look at those too. I can't guarantee we'll get to all of them, as I don't know how many we'll get. Probably not a lot, because we don't know how to distribute or advertise podcasts. But, I mean, so probably you have a good chance of getting those answered, at least right now.
Mm-hmm.
In the future, when we're famous.
Absolutely gorgeously famous.
We are living a life of luxury. It will be a little bit harder.
We'll have assistance for that and whatnot.
We don't have an outro. We didn't think of one.
All right.
We need an outro.
You guys give us inspiration. Thank you so much for watching and listening.
Okay. Are we going to say that simultaneously? Okay.
You guys are our inspiration.
Thank you so much for watching and listening. Goodbye.
We'll see you in the next podcast.
The episode of this podcast. If you listen to a different podcast, we will not be there. It's still going. Please stop.